So, Matt, my first question for you today is, what are you up to right now? What's Primal Fear up to? And what is Sinner up to? What are you guys doing right now? And talk about what you currently have going on.
At the moment, I'm really finishing the new Primal Fear album, Unbreakable, which is in the very last stages of mixing. So we just have to do one little change in the song, and then we're starting the mastering. Then the album is ready, the video clip is ready, the cover artwork is ready, so it seems that I can finish the new Primal Fear album tomorrow. And it was a long process to get this finally done, but I'm very happy. Just this morning, German time, I was running for an hour, and the album is an hour long, so I could listen to the whole album on my headphones, and I really think it's a raw, metal, riff-orientated, back-to-the-basics, cool Primal Fear album. I'm very happy with the outcome.
Matt, I really loved the last album, 16-6, that you released with Primal Fear, and how do you compare the new one to 16-6? How would you compare the new one to the last album?
I think it's not as diverse in the whole overall look. I think the new album is more really riff-orientated metal album. If you put it on, there are some long songs on and some a little bit. One song is a little bit prog rock. The other song is a classic ballad. But overall, the album is a really metal album based on guitar riffs with Randy's typical drumming, and of course, Brof's voice always in the front of it. But I think it's more a metal album than the last album.
For my next question for you, Matt, and many of the answers I've received have been kind of a mixed bag on this, but as a producer and being in a band, producing your own material, many people feel sometimes that they wish they had the outside objective opinion. Others feel that they don't need that. And, you know, for you personally, because you've been producing records for a long time, you've been producing the Primal Fear and Sinner stuff for a long time, plus you produced a lot of other records for people. Is it easy for you? I mean, is it a very easy thing for you to do, to produce your own records? Do you ever find yourself wanting an outside objective opinion, or do you basically know what you want and know how to do it, and you really don't need an outside opinion as far as your approach to producing your own albums?
I think it depends on yourself and how you see your position. For me, it was always like I can split up to be the producer of an album or to be a band member of the album. For me, the position I have as a producer of a Primal Fear album is the same as a producer in an outside band. I'm very, very critical till the last second of a tone or whatever. I see it not as a band member that I'm too early happy with parts who are not good enough. I'm very critical, and I'm the most critical with myself. So if I'm producing an album, I'm not taking it easy. I'm diving deep into the music and the characters of the musicians and try to get the best out of it. And if I'm producing an album, I can really split it up between being a producer or a band member.
Let's talk about the new Sinner album, because that's basically why we are here. And the new Sinner album, in my opinion, was very, very good. Very good production. You have three guitar players, which I thought was an interesting approach. And talk about the making of the record and let everybody know out there, all the metal fans out there, what the new Sinner album is all about.
Yeah. So it is my baby since more than 20 years. And I'm pretty much happy that I can still be creative in this kind of music. And my target was to get away with Sinner from Primal Fear the most I can. So in the past, we have really, really close music-wise. So now I'm on a very nice path to split the cine music very much away from Primal Fear and get back to the roots of the band Sinner, where we started from the melodies, the guitar harmonies, and the compositions overall. And yeah, with this album, I was in a situation. I wasn't happy with the lineup anymore, and if I go into the studio with Sinner, I really want to have really fun and good vibes around me, good guys around me, and there are so many musicians in the metal scene in Europe or even worldwide who want to work with me. So I want to be surrounded by guys who are really, really motivated in doing an album. So I changed the lineup, and the only guy I've worked now with for 6 years in the band Sinner is the guitarist Christoph. And I was looking for another guitar player, and one of my good friends is Alex Scholb. He's known as the guitar player in the former Nightwish singer band Taya. And I want to have him in the band, and at the same time, my buddy Alex Bayroth, who's playing in Primal Fear, and was a guitar player for 12 years in Sinner, that's why we worked together, he said, "Man, come on, I want to join the band again. I have really, really, really hopes that I can do it." And so I was in a quite of strange situation. And I want to work with both of them and not fire Christoph. So I have three guitar players, and their style of guitar playing is so different that in the recording studio it was really, really nice and creative to work with all three of them. And we did it really old school. Not everybody was recording in his home studio and then sending me the files. We were all four, and plus an engineer in a recording studio, built up a big guitar wall and recorded. And this was a really nice experience.
I noticed the feel on this album is a lot different, and I've been listening to Sinner for quite some time. Have all of your records. In fact, I have everything from the debut album to this new one. But the feel of this record is a lot different and a lot better. It doesn't feel as much like a project. Like some of the past albums kind of felt more like a project, and maybe sounded similar musically to some of the Primal Fear stuff. And, you know, talk a little bit about this album. You know, the feel of the record's a lot better. And why is that? Why does this album feel more cohesive? Why does it feel, I don't know, why does it feel this different musically from, say, some of the past works that you put out in the last 10 years?
Of course. The drummer, Andre, people know him from his band Rage. He's a good friend of mine since more than 10 years, and we always try to get together in a band, and we like each other, and he's one of the best drummers in Germany, so he was really motivated and well-prepared coming into the studio, really, really working hard on the stuff, and it was a pleasure to work with these guys. And in the end, I have the feeling if I listen to the record, I've done everything right this time, and this is a good band. In 2 weeks, we're going on tour in Europe together, and it will be a very interesting thing. Three guitars on the stage for the first time, good drummer like Andre behind the skins, and I have to say the album was very successful in Germany. I don't know if you know it, noticed it, but we were in the album charts in Germany and on a good position, and the people here like the album, really.
Well, again, I think you just hit it right with this album. I think that the whole feel of the record's great, and you have a good lineup on this album, and I think it's really good.
Thanks. It was really unexpected that the album was so well reviewed by the fans in Germany. So to be in the album charts in Germany, you really had to sell albums. It's not that easy, and so it was the first time we met into the charts. Now we're going on tour together. Everything is, I think, looking good. That could work in the future together.
Now, Matt, you have a unique perspective here because you have experienced the music business from so many different sides. You were obviously you're a record producer. You worked for Nuclear Blast. You worked for a record label and promoted records for other bands as well as your own for quite a few years. You obviously are a music fan, and of course, you're a musician. And why do you think it's so difficult nowadays to sell records? I mean, obviously, you got the illegal downloading going on and stuff like that, but it seems nowadays bands sell fewer records and get in the charts. I mean, like Anthrax sold 28,000 albums, and they're like in the top 10. And, you know, I'm interested to hear your perspective on this. You know, why do you think it's so difficult to sell albums these days? And what do you think of the whole digital age that we're in today?
Because I think overall the music is getting more and more diverse. You have pop music, you have R&B, you have hip-hop, you have jazz, you have funk, you have rock. Even in the metal genre, you have so many different kinds of metal, black metal, thrash metal, power metal, whatever metal. It is so diverse that the groups are splitting up into their bands they like, and in some countries of the world where you sold a lot of albums in the past, for example, the metal fans are not the richest, and if they can download an album for free, they will do it. And this is a big problem of the music industry. They have to the responsibility by themselves. So I think I will not tell that MP3 is a bad thing, but to sell albums, it is really easy to get the album for free anywhere on the internet if you don't want to buy the album.
Mm-hmm.
And the digital downloads are more and more popular. So I think the whole problem is that, for example, in the metal scene, if you go to South America, so the metal fans are not the richest. If they will have the possibility to get an album for free, they will use it. So the band sales overall were not getting more and more, they're getting less and less. So, and this could be a big problem for the quality.
Well, you spoke of the quality of the albums, and do you think technology has had a big effect on that? And what I mean is this, is that back in the day, 30 years ago maybe even, it cost a lot more money to record an album. You had to spend so much money to even have a studio. I mean, it was like $500,000. You know, analog tape was 15 minutes. It was $150 a reel. And this is $150 back in the 80s, you know, for 15 minutes and 8 tracks. So you had to spend a lot of money. And do you think the approach to making an album has maybe changed the way records have come out? Do you think it's a good thing, bad thing? And has it changed everybody's approach?
Yes, but in the end, in my view, I really, really like to work some kind of old school stuff. So I think if I'm working on a production, the band is working together in the studio and being creative with each other, I have a different result. Of course, you can record an album, everybody in his home studio, and in the end, one guy is mixing all the files and tracks together. And but the result and the vibe of the album, if this is important for you, you will have a different result if you work together.
Mm-hmm. Now, you came up through a really cool German metal scene back in the early 80s. You had Halloween and Gravedigger, all the old noise records bands that came out of Germany, Gravedigger, Running Wild, Rage, and all of those bands had come out at that time, and you were part of that. And what was it like back then? You know, talk about the experience back when this scene first started. And compared to now, what was it like? And do you have any memories of your experiences back then when that entire movement was going on in Germany?
Yeah, but I have to remember. This is not easy. It's a long time ago, and I think in the beginning, if something is new and an upcoming thing, it is exciting for everybody, and everybody want to check this out. And as I said before, the metal scene was not split up in a whole kind of different genres inside the metal scene. The metal community was one during these days, and everybody was going to every concert. So now it is a whole lot of different. That is the biggest difference in being in a year 1985 or 2011. But on the other side, if you a musician with passion and it's your life and you see music as your dedication, you have to deal with it. You can't change it. I wouldn't say it was more funny in the old days. I was young and crazy and didn't really know what's going on then. Now I know nearly everything.
Now, with Primal Fear, you've done quite a few tours over here in the U.S. now over the last 10 years. And, you know, to me, there's always been a huge difference in the U.S. compared to Europe. For example, you know, with the fans, you go to a show in Europe, I mean, you know, you go one of the German festivals, for example. I mean, people, if the festival starts at 9, there's a lot, the people are, they don't sleep. They're there at 9 a.m. and they'll stay up by the stage up until 1 in the morning. 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning. It's just the dedication to the music and to the live setting is so much greater than it is here. And you know, why is that, Matt? Why is that? You know, the music is metal music has stayed very passionate over in Germany. And you know, what is it about this music and what is it about being in Germany that has really kept it alive over there and kept it thriving for as long as it has?
Because I think it's a whole lot of different scene. There's a whole lot of different mentality, and the people have a different looks on it. And for example, the metal community in Europe, it's not only a German thing. You have the same in Spain, in the Netherlands, in the UK, in Scandinavia, of course, in Italy, in Greece. There are everywhere are metal fans. And for example, if you take one festival out of a lot, we played this summer again the Wacken Open Air, which nearly 100,000 people, metal fans, are meeting there, making their own big party out of it. As we toured the U.S., in 2009 and 2010, for a real own two headliner tours, we saw that you might say it's different, but we played, for example, the Prog Power Festival in Atlanta. And I think it was a sold-out event. It was indoors, and about 1,500, 2,000 people were there. And it wasn't so different for me to Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So and we played some other places like New York. We played in Canada, good places where, for example, Quebec, Toronto, Montreal. Back to the U.S., we played some cities like Denver or Seattle, then going down to San Francisco and then Los Angeles. And in my view, it was a really, really nice experience. So it was not that we're playing in front of 2,000 people every night, but the people who attended and were there in most of the cities, they really, really were happy to see a Primal Fear show.
Mm-hmm.
So it was good to do it.
The few times that I have seen you guys put on a great show, and I really, really enjoyed Primal Fear. I saw you guys play, and I think it was the Brave Words Bloody Knuckles six-pack that we used to have here in Cleveland. And you guys put on a good show, and you play the States on a regular basis, it seems like. And, Matt, do you plan on coming back to the U.S.? I know financially sometimes for bands in Europe it's a lot more difficult. But, you know, the last few years, you've been coming over here. And do you plan on coming over here again?
Last tour we did was in when was it? I think a year ago.
Year ago?
Yeah. And we did about 25 shows in the U.S. and Canada. And the new album is coming out at the end of January. We really plan to work even harder on the U.S. and Canada and tour. Of course we want to tour.
Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, you're a record producer, and I want to touch on that a little bit. What bands are you working with right now, and what bands have you worked with recently? Maybe talk a little bit about your career as a producer a bit. Talk about some of the albums that you've recorded and mixed and all that over the past, say, few years, and talk a little bit about your producer career.
Yeah, I've produced another band I'm involved called Voodoo Circle.
Okay, all right.
And was really successful, and it was so nice to work with these guys that I joined them. And the singer David Reedman from the UK of Pink Green 69, and Alex Byrod, who is playing in this band too, and kind of 70s, 80s approach, like Deep Purple and a mix and Rainbow and these kind of things, and was different kind of music for me. Rock music, very, very adult and very well played, good players, and the album was very successful in Germany. And then I did the next thing this year was I produced the first solo album of Ralph Schaper's Things of Primophilia.
Mm-hmm.
I did the duet album of Michael Kiske, the former Halloween singer, and Amanda Somerville from the U.S., who is living in Europe, a great female voice. And of course, Kiske was his first album. He was doing a little bit metal again. It was also very well reviewed over here, this album. Then I produced the latest thing I'd done was an album in a total different kind of music from Bobby Kimball, the former Toto singer, and Jimmy Jameson of Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
They did an album together. It's very AOR. The album was written by famous songwriters from the U.S., and it was a nice challenge for me to do something totally different. So I joined this and produced this album, and after that, the new Sinner and now the Primal Fear album. So my year was packed in recording and playing live.
Well, Matt, I thank you for doing the interview. Again, it was a lot of fun, and I have to say that it was a lot of fun to be able to talk to you once again and have you on the show again. And for my very last question, as I end off all of the interviews for this show, do you have anything you'd like to say to anybody over in the U.S., all the metal fans in the U.S.?
Yeah, I had a very good feeling the last 2 years. We spent more time than we ever did in the U.S. and in Canada. And I think I was very, very positively surprised about the fans and our concerts in the U.S. And we're definitely looking forward to 2012 to come back to the U.S. with a new album. Even our live album of Primal Fear is called Live in the USA. So this was recorded mostly in Atlanta. And so it's a sign that we had a great time. We wouldn't release an album which we don't like, so we had a great time, and really looking out for it to come back.